We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. An army of retired educators and final year student teachers will be hired to keep schools going during the Omicron outbreak. Premier Dominic Perrottet said this would ensure children are back to school on day one, term one. Recently retired teachers and principals, final year students and administration staff will be fast-tracked through accreditation to give schools a buffer to cover any COVID-related staff shortages. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Sunday Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Paying more than $3 million for a house has become the norm in nearly 1 in 8 Sydney suburbs. And market analysis has revealed even more areas will cross this mark if prices simply grow at the same rate as inflation this year. It comes as low interest rates, housing shortages, and the COVID pandemic combined last year to fuel Sydney's biggest housing boom in 3 decades. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
A leading vet has appealed to be allowed to import a COVID-19 vaccine for animals as he fears it's only a matter of time before infections among pets explode. Dr. Sam Kovac said he had been inundated with requests for a vaccine at his Southern Cross clinics as anxious owners seek to protect their furry family friends. And Radio King Kyle Sanderlands has popped the question to his partner of 2 years, Tegan Kynaston. The Sunday Telegraph can reveal Sanderlands got down on one knee earlier this month while at his holiday house in Port Douglas, where they have been holidaying for the past 4 weeks. Those are your headlines from the Sunday Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.